Turn your Bibles to where again? All right. The Gospel of John, chapter 3. It should be a short sermon so that those that are traveling can travel back. Verse 1. Are you having believers meeting?
Yes, sir.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the same who came to Jesus by night and said unto Jesus, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no man does these miracles except God is with him. So we said something, I said something last night, that signs can attract people. People can be attracted to God's power. But we must ensure that converts to purpose. God's plan for the church is not just so that we gather people and we are plenty. Yeah, we are plenty, we gather. Amen. But God's plan goes a step beyond that. It's that those who are gathering have a purpose. And that was what Jesus was going to achieve with Nicodemus eventually. A community of believers. So Jesus said, Nico, it doesn't work like that. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And let's rephrase that. We said, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot have insight into God's kingdom. We say, what's God's kingdom? God's kingdom, the constituent of God's kingdom would be God and his church. Right? The Godhead and his church. We said, except a man be born again. So we said, God is not known from the leaves of research. We said, he's not known from archaeology or history. History is good. I read a lot of history. I try. It's good. But us, that's not primarily how God is known in the earth. Are you listening to me? If you like, follow. He said, I'm going to... We had a series, was in January, Upside Down. No, it was not Upside Down. It was, When the Spirit Gets Moving. When the Spirit is upon. Okay. Sorry, they all sound the same. When the Spirit is upon, where I was talking about the creation of the world, right? And we were using some basic logic, right? Basic logic. If you say the world was not created by God, and it was from Big Bang theory and all. And I said, how do atoms love? If you say we are a conglomerate of atoms and molecules. Atoms can't think, but you can. Atoms can't love someone. But suddenly you have the ability to love. And we're looking at that. And all of that is cute. Until you begin to know that you can't actually convince people literally with that. Those were just facts and charters. Fine. Let's have it laid down. It is the Holy Ghost that convinces. Remember we looked at that, right? In John 16. It's the Holy Ghost that does that. All of that is good. But you see, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot even fathom the kingdom of God. So let's bring it down. We said the kingdom of God is known by revelation. Say revelation.
Revelation.
And open eyes. We said, many of the things people struggle with, the struggle is false. Because with one revelation, everything changes. The day you know who God is, there are things that get easier for you. We also said, it's not only God that is known by revelation. Who else is known by revelation? Myself. You've got to start seeing yourself the way he sees you. You have to start seeing yourself the way he sees you. Are you listening to me? You have to know yourself by revelation. You are not known by what people have said about you in the past. Yeah, someone looked at you in the eye and told you, you know what? nobody in your family really, really amounts to anything. And maybe that has formed a stronghold in your mind for a while. And you have also said in your mind, you know what? No matter what I do in life. Someone said something to me some years ago. I don't believe I can ever be lucky because of jam. Because you feel jam. So I don't believe I can ever be lucky. I believe that what works for everybody cannot just work for me. I have to find my own way in life. I said, this is the wrong way to start your life. You're 21. That was then. This is over 10 years ago. Yeah, over 10 years ago. That's the wrong way to start your life. And if you're not careful, that kind of person can build a stronghold just on that statement. But that's not what God sees. Some people have defined their lives by past traumas. Oh, when I was a child, someone did this. Someone said this to me. Our neighbor did this to me. And you've built life around that. So much that you don't see yourself outside that picture. No. God sees you differently. I say God sees you differently. So you must begin to now see yourself by revelation. Say, my eyes see. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I know exactly who I am. We sang that song yesterday, right? Huh? I see myself just as you see me. Just as you think of me. Lord, your word. I see myself. And just as you see me, I think of me, just as you think of me, Lord, your word. That's who I am. Exactly who you say that I am. Amen. So you must also see yourself by revelation. God calls you a name and you must hear it. I say you must hear it. I say you must hear it. He has given you a future and a hope. You must hear it. Regardless of what happens in the journey, that name keeps you going. We also highlighted that revelation, what revelation can do. So, someone like a summary, right? We said revelation can bring a man purpose. Remember? Moses, Paul, Peter. We said revelation can also bring consecration. Remember? Where we said, if you're dedicated without a revelation, the dedication is short-lived. Serving Christ requires revelation to see. Are you with me? Also, what else does revelation bring? We said it can influence character. We saw with Joseph. When you see him, you know exactly what to do. Jonah, sorry. When you see him, you know exactly what to do. I said, you know what to do. Amen. Yesterday night we said revelation can also bring great joy, right? I won't repeat that. So, anyone who has seen Jesus and met with Jesus, they have joy, even in the face of persecution. But this morning, I want to share something else revelation brings. The revelation of Jesus in a man's life can bring resilience. Resilience. Resilience is that virtue that makes a man bounce back from a setback. Not just bounce back, you leap forward. It takes more than human determination, especially in ministry. You can do it in academics. There was one brother like that in ULA campus that year. And, you know, year one. So everybody's in is in Akoka, in the ULA campus. So as a medical student, then you go to Luth in your 200 level. So I met him. He was in computer science. And I was preaching. I was preaching on a Sunday morning. Yes, because my fellowship was in the afternoon. So I was preaching on a Sunday morning and I met him. He was downcast. It was second semester. So he said, year one, second semester, his GP is already, you understand? EGP cannot flash. MTN to MTN. And he was downtrodden. Say, where will I go? That the entire family had to contribute money. You know that kind of thing is dangerous. If your father is an oil mogul, that one is different. You know that whatever I get in this school, I have a job waiting for me, right? Now, this one is not oil mogul. This one is an oil mogul. He said the entire family contributed money for him to get here to do computer science. I said, if you contribute money, why not you don't use medicine? Something that you can quickly pay them back. But it is what it is, amen. And you already have, was it 2.5 or something? 2.5. So I spoke to him. I said, you can bounce back. You can bounce back. In the natural, you need it. Let's, before we even go into God's word, you need that ability to bounce back. Not that when something happens to you, everything is why me? Why is he me? Why is he always, who should it be? Me? Why me? Things happen. But revelation of Jesus brings to a man resilience. The moment your eyes see God's plan for you, what he wants to do with you and through you, changes everything. It changes everything. He wants to bless lives through you. I want you to soak this thing in. He wants to reach some people through you. This morning, I had a sober reflection about my journey. It's a very short journey, right? It's still long. I still have about 100 more. Amen. By the grace of God. The pastor can 500 shake. Look, man. One more here now. And I was just reflecting over the people God have used for me over the years. And a particular person stands out. And I thank God for him. Whatever he's doing in the world right now, I don't know. I'm not privy to it. But you see, that part of my life, I can never forget. That you brought me God's word and you set my life on a course. I want to do that to others too. I want someone to stand 50 years from now and say, there was one Yemi Adesanya who set me on a course that I must follow. When your life breathes around that kind of revelation, it changes everything. Revelation brings you resilience. It forms in you the character to never give up. It makes me resilient. I say it makes me resilient. We saw it with Paul. Paul. From one prison. At some point, they wanted to kill him in a city. They let him down from a bucket. Imagine they want to kill someone. They let him down from a bucket because he was preaching. Where should he go? Home. I mean, say go out or go home. Sometimes you go out or go home. I said, do you know what home is? I love home. Amen. And he said, he's meant to go home. The man from one persecution, he went to preach somewhere else. Revelation takes away that ability to stop on the road. It keeps you going. You are resilient in the name of Jesus. Yeah. One of the things God wants to do through you, he wants to form in you that never die attitude. Those who are going to change the world, victimhood mentality is far from them. That mentality of is it only me? Is only me? Get yourself together. Is it only me? And these are young change the world. And say, we covered yet. These are young covered yet with yes. The Bible says the righteous man may fall seven times. Proverbs 24, verse 16. But he will rise. Do you know what it means to fall seven times? In fact, the Bible says the wicked falls, and that's his end. But the righteous man falls seven times. The wicked falls once. The righteous falls seven times. Do you know what it means to fall seven times? And keep getting up. That's what God forms in a man. Yeah. You told yourself at the beginning of the year, New Year resolutions. Ah, this year I'll be serious with my Christian life. But somehow, it looked like January 3rd. You said you were going to fast. I'm talking about someone now. You said you're going to take a fast once every week. But now, it's the fast that is taking you. You are now very fast. Because you have eaten so much. You are now very fast. You can go again. It's not late. It's not late. The righteous fall seven times. I don't stay down. So, make an habit of your life not to be pitied. That believers are like pity party. I'm going to speak because I'm talking to Nigerians. Majority. Especially Nigerians, we have this thing that where we someone is discussing a problem. Say, then people try to say, do you know what me I'm facing? Like, are we competing on this problem? Like, you want to show me you have more problem than I do? Why? Why should I have more problem than you? You say, I've not eaten since morning. So I say, your own is better. Me, I've not eaten since last week. Another person just say, you last week. If I had food last week, I would not even be complaining. I've not eaten since last year. In the name of, so someone can just pity you. If you form an habit of being pitied every time, you will impact less. One of the things I tell people, sometimes I was sharing something with someone sometime last year. So when, as I was sharing, he said something, that must have been hard on you. I said, hey, what was that? You're pitying me? Stop it! I don't need it. I don't want it. There's sympathy and there's pity. Two different things. Pity is, you must have been so strong. I don't need it. Because I'm going to get up. Amen. The one who needs pity is the one who stays down. So have you got to understand why you are there. No. I'll be out of here soon. Hallelujah. Yes, I said, don't worry. Don't give me that. I'll be out of there. Hallelujah. Revelation forms in you resilience. Snap out of it by revelation. Yeah. You told yourself, this habit is going to stop. But it looks like it keeps repeating itself. Snap out of it by revelation. Addiction. I was reading a book sometime last year, maybe 2 years ago. And the lady, she's an Asian lady, she said, addiction is a proof that you can be consistent. You're just consistent with the wrong thing. But what it shows you is that you have the ability, the innate ability to be devoted. Are you listening to me? So, we can turn the table. I say we can turn the table. So don't pity yourself. The ability to be devoted is there. You go for it. And nurse it and use it the way God wants you to. But you see that pitying yourself and sitting in the corner sobbing and trying to think about your life. Is this what I'll be? No. snap out of it. God, the revelation of Jesus in a man's life forms in him the ability to be resilient. Are you with me? I'm resilient. You don't change the world by being pitied. Yeah, Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Listen to what Paul said. You learn something? 2 Timothy 1. Verse 12. Verse 11 says, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles. Verse 12 says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I have believed. Can you see that? The revelation of who Jesus is. He said, I have suffered a lot of things. But you know what? I'm not ashamed. I'm not put down by that. For I know who I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Amen. Amen. That's how you must talk. You must say it loud, that he who began the good work in me is able to complete it. I don't fall, I don't falter. I'm steadfast to the end. And when I fall, I'll rise again. See, because sometimes the journey is not, it's not plateaued. Sometimes falls happen. We must not be stereotypical with our faith and think this is where faith happens. No. The same God that took David to the palace, took Joseph to the palace. Different routes. David was even ignored in his family, right? Ignored. He was that child that nobody even remembered. That they, when they were going to anoint people as kings, they said David there. He took the prophet to say, do you have any other son? His father didn't even remember. Do you have any other son by chance? He said, Devo. Call Devo. As they even called him, not Richard, he said, it doesn't really matter. Find someone here. I've said it. He can't believe it. It's not for him. Yet, God took him from that place and made him king. Joseph, on the other hand, that one even had a dream. David did not have a dream. So, you'd have thought Joseph, this one even started from having a dream. So, from there, from the wastelands, right? Nah. The first thing that first happened to him, he just met himself tied to the stick and they were bidding for him. 50 pounds going. 50 pounds is quite much. 2 pounds going. And the way they sell slaves is that they strip them of their clothes. So they'll be stark naked so that the buyers can know that this man is doesn't have scars, he's not wounded. From a dream to being sold. But you don't give up. I say, the revelation of Jesus in a man's life, that's why you must pray for it. Brings resilience to him. There are stumbling blocks. If what happened to Joseph happened to some believers today, they will not just enter depression. Depression will enter them. And they will form a pity party. A club of defeated people. In fact, Potiphar's wife will not even tempt him. Because there's no point. Potiphar's wife will see him like this and say, hey, yeah. He has gone through a lot. But no, not Joseph. Observe his life. At every turn. It was almost like he kept forging ahead. In the prison, he was interpreting dreams. The same dream that brought you here. If you are some people, you say, in my life, wallahi, I can never interpret any dream again. Dream. If someone says, if you hear Martin Luther King, you must slap him. I have a, you have with me. You're stupid. Joseph kept going. The devil must have looked at him and said, what will it take to break this guy? What will it take to break this guy?
Because sometimes falls happen. Look at Paul. There was nothing smooth about his missionary journey. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What is the same person that they just finished beating? The next thing is another place with plaster. with POP cast on his hand. And Paul is saying, I allege to you that Jesus is the same Jesus that rose from the dead. What got you to this? It's Jesus I was preaching. Why are you not still preaching it? I can't give up. The Spirit of God forms in a man resilience. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you rise again. Satan must ask, what can I do to break this guy? He must be unbreakable. Not the ones they call unbreakable play too. If you put it on the floor once. I said you're unbreakable. What God wants to do with your life is that for the devil to even see your frown, he will break his back. To see you frown, and just say, what's going on? It must have worked. Hallelujah. I'm no small project, though. Hallelujah. If you're going to come for me, you must be ready to walk. I'll make the devil walk. You know, there are some people that, if the devil is trying them, you just think, there are more human beings on the earth. Let's leave this one. Let's leave this one. It's not breakable. Joseph was in the prison, still interpreting dreams. He wasn't saying, give me your money, Leon, no. Me. If you know who I miss my coat of many colors. See what I'm wearing now? I'm wearing senator. Instead of coat of many colors. I miss home. Joseph did not miss home. He wasn't trying to escape from Potiphar's house back to Jacob. No. He knew the dream was valid. He knew the revelation was valid. He knew God's plan was valid. Do you know it? It's not enough to answer it yet. You must look within and ask yourself the real question. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen his plan for you? Because without that, like a vapor in the wind, man is just going helter-skelter. No purpose. But the day you find him, I say the day you find him. Amen. I say the day you find him, life begins. Hallelujah. When you find him, you say, now life just is sweet. You must find him. In the place of prayer, seek the Lord. Show me your glory. Show me yourself. Show me who you are. Show me who I am. Help me to see you clearer. Because Paul should have been broken. Joseph should have been broken. Play for Master Close. You know another person that should have been broken? Isaac. God told Isaac, don't go to Egypt. I'll make provision for you. So what did God do? Dig a well. So Isaac dug the well. Before you know it, opposition came. They closed the well. Because sometimes life doesn't go like this. But you have a word from the Lord. Isaac had a word from the Lord. So he dug another well. Then he closed it again. He thought, what should I be doing? Ranting. You should go on social media and say, what has life become? Nobody wants you to succeed again. Everybody from my father's family. Everybody from my... am I the only one? I give up. Hashtag. Life is hard. Hashtag. Hard knock life. As you said, for where? He dug another one. Genesis 26, he dug 5 wells. You can wear the devil out. You can outwork him. I say you can outwork him. That's what it means. Resilience comes from revelation. So much that it has to take a lot to see your end. If that's even possible. That same disciple, go again. That same place where it appeared you were rejected, go again. Are you listening to me? In the natural. Oh, Pastor, I've tried to learn this and all of that, but it looks like the industry is closed. And you know, everybody's just working with themselves. And I'm like, go. Go again. Hallelujah. Stay resilient. Stay resilient. Stay resilient. Let the devil ask, what will it take to break this guy? Some years ago, I lost my mom. And things happen. You know, and I don't want to mention the dates. So we had, on the day we buried her, I already had a meeting where I was going to teach. It was a Holy Ghost meeting. So I went from the burial to the Holy Ghost meeting. That's what Sammy about. And the pastor who invited me, he knew what happened. So I was very young. He knew what had happened. So he said, would you like to take your time? And you know, I was like 19. He said, would you like to take your time? And so I said, my sermon notes are ready. We are going to take over this place. So I started preaching. And we were rejoicing. The man was not rejoicing. I saw him. I saw him because he was the only one that knew what had happened. So he was just, and he was saying, glory! As I was running, he was looking at him. Oh God. Shame you washing your people. In his head. Why? What happens? What should I do? Sit on the floor and say, oh God, no. We go again. Would you miss? Yes. Is it painful? Yes. Am I resilient? Yes. What will it take to break this guy? Are you listening to me? Will it take? Like Isaac, dig the well again. Like Paul, go on the missionary trip again. Moses, go again. Moses was leading a people that didn't want to listen. Have you led people that don't want to listen before? Jesus Christ. People that are hell bent on not listening. Is it to lead sheep now? You never see goats before. Goats. No, I used to have a dead gang. Chelsea fan goats. You know, they are synonymous. Amen. Hallelujah. They are not easy to lead. That was how Israel was. At some point, Moses went to God. He said, your people. It has left. He said, these your people. I don't know where you got them from. Leave them yourself. Me, I'm going back to my wife. God said, why are you crying to me? Go back. Guess what? The people that Moses was complaining to God about on the mountain, when he came down, they had built a golden calf. What other sign do you need to go back home? As he was coming. We're just seeing something shining from our face. Ah, glory. I see glory. In what we say, glory care. Get there first. You know, you got there. You saw them doing. I worship you, this golden calf. Moses said, ah, Jesus, Allah, come on. Moses said, what have you done? Aaron, why you not here? I put you as last captain. Aaron said, they said they want to worship something. And you allowed them. As you were talking, as Moses was here, he said, you are making noise. You are worshiping. But Moses said, no. Till we get there, we're not stopping. We're not stopping. We're not stopping. You see, God's dream for that, your family, to come to pass. Your children will serve the Lord. You don't raise vagabonds. No. You don't raise rebellious people. Now you're not rebellious too. You see that golden dream? You come to pass. You saw yourself standing in front of a crowd, ministering Jesus to them. It will come to pass. You will fulfill it. You fulfill it. You will fulfill it. God's word in your mouth will save millions around the world. In years to come, many will stand and say, I was impacted. They will say, they were impacted by you. Destiny. Jesus begins to reveal himself to you in special ways. Your eyes are open. Your ears are open. Your heart is burning. You are steadfast. You know what Paul told us in Christ? He says, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You know what it means to say always abounding? Meaning that something happens, looks like a strike. Yeah? Unmovable. Someone has said, what happens when an unstoppable force meets an unmovable object? You call it unmovable object. It's not moving anywhere. It's not moving. I'm not moving. I'm set on a course that I must follow. It's Jesus. From here to the ends of the earth. Oh, I'm steadfast. I don't hold back. 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 I don't drop back. I'm unbreakable. The Spirit of the Lord strengthens me from the inside. In weakness, I receive strength. When things are not clear, I see visions. I know what to do. I know how to do it. I'll do it again. And when the well is closed, I'll dig another one. And I'll dig another one. And I'll dig another one. See, God's plans come to pass. Baby, give me that song. I don't hold back. Pray for yourself. Dig that well again. The ability to go again, Lord Jesus.